Hello, everyone, and welcome to 100 Yards of Football Sports Talk Radio. I'm your host and producer, Logan Landers, and joining me to talk about the New York Jets 2023 team preview is Mr. Football, Vincent Turner. How are you doing today, sir?
Yes, sir. How you doing?
I can't complain one bit, sir. I'm doing great on this Wednesday afternoon. Sun is shining, birds are chirping, and I am ready to talk some football about the New York Jets. But before we get started, if you're out there watching, listening on our podcast on Facebook or YouTube, please like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe. We have thousands upon thousands of videos, episodes, talking about your favorite teams, players, coaches, et cetera, in multiple different sports as well, not just football. So we appreciate the love and the continued support, and we will keep doing some great football action for you like we're going to be doing here with the Jets. So I'm going to be doing the offense. Mr. Turner will handle the defense here in just a few minutes. But let's talk about the New York Jets coming into this 2023 season. We all know this team is the subject of the Hard Knocks documentary series this upcoming year, and with good measure. They have, of course, Aaron Rodgers as their quarterback. We already know what Rodgers has done in his career, MVP, Super Bowls, you name it, he has done it. And he is hoping to bring a little bit left of it in his football career back to the Jets, a team who is hoping to get back to glory. You know, last year they had some bright spots, but they're hoping with Rodgers that can bring them over the top. Let's take a look at the rest of this ball club, see how they're going to be doing. Let's go in the backfield with the running backs. Breece Hall, a bright spot for this team last year. Loved watching this kid play. 80 carries, 463 yards, ran for 5.8 average and 4 touchdowns before, unfortunately, he got injured week 7, tore both his ACL and his meniscus against the Denver Broncos. Still waiting for him to return. Not sure when he is expected to come back at some point this season, but an exact date is unknown. Joining him in the backfield, of course, is going to be Michael Carter. Michael Carter had a good year last year, 114 carries, really stepped up when they needed him to, ran the ball for over 400 yards, also got 3 touchdowns on the season. He did well. Of course, guys like Zonovan Knight and Ty Johnson helped fill in also with Hall being down. Let's take a look at the wide receivers. Of course, the one, the only Garrett Wilson, offensive rookie of the year, and for good reason. 83 catches, over 1,000 yards, a 13.3 average with 4 touchdowns. I expect that 4 touchdowns to go up to maybe 14 or so with Aaron Rodgers under helm this upcoming season. Got Tyler Conklin coming back as well. Really solid tight end, played in all 17 games last year. 58 catches for over 500 yards and 3 touchdowns. We all know Rodgers loves throwing to his tight ends once every so often. Conklin is a very good target. We'll see what he can do this upcoming year. Back to the wide receiver corps. Corey Davis, another bright spot for the Jets last season. 32 grabs for him for over 500 yards. A 16.8 average per catch. That means he was going out there and getting that deep ball when you needed him to. Of course, you're bringing over Alan Lazard as well. One of Rodgers' best targets throughout his career. And also Randall Cobb, also looking to keep it rolling here with the New York Jets. And you bring over Mecole Hardman Jr. this upcoming year. See what he can do coming over from Kansas City. Now, I think this team's going to be really well on paper. They look good. Cam Rodgers, who got paid a whole lot of money, can he live up to the hype that all the New York fans are wanting him to? It remains to be seen. But the real question is, who's going to be blocking for him this year? Who's going to be on that offensive line, making sure that Rodgers does not get his head in the dirt every single snap? Of course, that's going to be Dwayne Brown, who's hoping after some injuries, he's getting a little bit up there in age, see if he can get that part in that starting rotation. You got Billy Turner as well, Laken Tomlinson. You got Connor McGovern coming over from Denver. Joe Tippmann, who they've drafted. We'll see what he can roll with this year. Elijah Vera Tucker and Max Mitchell to round out the bunch. Of course, Mekhi Becton as well. Can't forget about that big guy. But I think overall, look at this Jets offense on paper. They got a really good team. I love the wide receiving core. The running back room is also tremendous, and you finally fit a piece of the mold you've been wanting for so long. Zach Wilson, he just showed he was not that guy, unfortunately. You've been looking for a really good, solid, quality starter, honestly, since Mark Sanchez 10-plus years ago. Well, here we are. Aaron Rodgers, we all know what he's done. He's bringing some popularity, a lot of media coverage to the New York Jets we have not seen in quite some time. But I'm excited to see what this football team's going to do this year. When you look at the rest of the division, you got some other teams, of course, like the Dolphins, who have got Tua and crew. They've been retooling really nicely. Buffalo has been on top here in recent years, but they just can't seem to get over that hump, which is the Super Bowl championship. And, of course, those dastardly, the New England Patriots with Bill Belichick and Mac Jones doing their thing out there in Foxborough. So it remains to be seen how this Jets squad's going to do this year. On paper, I think they're going to do really well. Of course, with Coach Robert Saleh, we'll see what they can roll with. But overall, Mr. Turner, I think this Jets offense is definitely going to kick it in the high gear compared to years past. Let's go over to the defensive side of the ball. Tell me what you think about this team and how they're going to perform on the defensive side.
Well, it's like the great musician George Benson. They say the neon lights are bright on Broadway. They say there's always magic in the air. The New York Jets defense is going to be top five in the NFL this season. When you look at the Jets defense, they got 9 out of 11 starters returning, which is a big, big, serious advantage when you're looking at the NFL. Then on their defensive line, I consider the best pass rushing defensive line in all pro football. Last year, this line had 45 sacks. Quentin Williams, Roll Tide, got paid in the offseason. I see why. 12 sacks last season. John Franklin Myers, fifth-year guy to Stephen F. Austin, had 5 sacks. Bryce Huff is a very good football player out of my hometown, the 901, Memphis, Tennessee. Then you're looking at Carl Lawson, War Eagle. He had 7 sacks on the year. Then look what they did in the offseason in free agency. They brought over Al Woods, and they brought over Solomon Thomas, a former first-round pick from the San Francisco 49ers. Then they drafted Will McDonald out of Iowa State, the defensive end spot, to rush the passer. All I'm saying, what he bringing to the table? 123 career tackles, 34 sacks, 10 forced fumbles. This Jets D-line is going to be like flying the Jets, fly, Jets, fly. Then you're looking at the linebacker position. Strong, C.J. Mosley, veteran, 151 tackles on the year. Then Quincy Williams, Quentin's little brother out of Murray State. Last year, he had 91 tackles. Then Jameen Sherwood out of Auburn, War Eagles, a guy that's going to step in at the other linebacker position. He's going to be solid. But the best position on this Eagles team that make you excited is their secondary. DJ Reed out of Kansas State, a veteran, played like a Pro Bowler last year. But the young man who they took first last year in last year's draft, fourth overall, I see why they call him Sauce. They call him Sauce Gardner. Made me think about getting some barbecue sauce this morning because I'm going to have some ribs this evening. Look what the gentleman did last year. When have you seen a rookie cornerback come into the league? 2 interceptions last year, 20 pass defense, make first team all pro. That hadn't happened in a long time. Then I like the safety positions. Chuck Clark was a very strong player over there with the Baltimore Ravens. Now he's going to be playing safety for the New York Jets. Then Jordan Whitehead is what we call a thumper. Thumper, hard hitter. Man, this New York Jets defense, it's going to be something serious. I'm thinking about 1969 all over again. Johnny Samples, Larry Grapem, Randy Beverly, the Guarantee, Super Bowl III. The Jets are going to be a very good football team, man, and I expect them to make the playoffs with this type of defense. I'm predicting a top 3 defense of all of pro football.
Whew. It remains to be seen. This team has a lot of hype around them, a lot of new additions, a lot of guys who had breakout years last year. See if they can continue or if they're going to hit that potential sophomore slump. It remains to be seen. But Mr. Turner, what are your final thoughts on this Jets squad coming into the 2023 campaign, sir?
I'm going to say it very simple. Last year, this defense was a top 5, right?
Yep.
Their whole team has changed from an offensive standpoint. All I can say is Chico, California, the area code of 530 has arrived in New York, and he's embraced New York City. His name is Aaron Rodgers, and the Jets are going to be something serious this year. This is not Zach Wilson under center. This is not Joe Flacco. This is Aaron Rodgers. And like him or not, I know a lot of people don't like him because of the way they said some of his motives or his emotions over there in Green Bay. But I'm going to tell you something. Watching him on Hard Knocks last night, he still can throw that ball on a dime. Chico, California, the 530 has arrived in New York City. The lights are bright and there's magic in the air.
Oh, yes, sir. Yes, sir. We will see what Aaron Rodgers and company can do this upcoming season. A lot of hype around them. Can they live up to it? That is the big question. Well, hey, if you have enjoyed this video, everyone, this episode, please go like, comment, share, and of course, subscribe so you don't miss a single episode. Of course, we'll go live on Facebook and on YouTube. Also, go check us out, thanks to the Belief Podcast Network, on our show over there. Or just the audio version, you listen to it in your car, while you're working out, or while you're just hanging out at your house. You can go and listen to some tremendous football knowledge here from myself and, of course, my analyst, co-host, Mr. Football Vincent. Always a pleasure talking some sports with you, sir. Once again, if you like, comment, share, and subscribe. We'll talk to you again on another live episode of 100 Years of Football Sports Talk Radio. Enjoy the rest of your day, everyone.